Yes, sir. You have dialed the number for Microsoft Windows support. I'm assist you. Okay, can you tell me what were you doing on your machine, sir? Like you had downloaded something. Okay, can you help me with your name, sir? As you're the owner of this machine. Okay, and what is the best number to reach you, sir, if in case we get disconnect? And the problem you're facing with your laptop, desktop, or it's a tablet, sir? Desktop, okay. It should give you some kind of error code or notifications on it. Can you please read out that notification so I can check it out for you? What it says was banned, what? Okay, give me a minute. Let me check it. Okay, do one thing, sir. Shut down your computer. Turn it off. And what do you normally use it for? What do you do on this machine? Has it happened before? Okay, you're talking to me on your home phone, sir. We're on the cell phone. Do you have any other number? Any alternate number? Okay, is it off? Okay, now turn on the machine. So it's a work machine. It's a personal device you're using. Okay, check which browser you use. Go online and check. Okay, go to Google Chrome and check it. Okay, and what were you doing when you received this problem? Which site you were on, may I know? Okay, I'll make the report about it, so bear with me for a moment. Let me check it. Daniel, it's a free service, sir. Okay, hold down the control key. And next to the control key, which is that key, like what is on it? Okay, hold down the Windows key to hit it once and then release it. You will see a computer screen up, your computer start menu. Is it up? Okay, in that box, hit the letter C for Charles, M for Mary, D for Donald, then hit the enter button. Then you do it right. Do you see anything up on the screen? In the black window, you will see the cursor flashing or blinking in there. See that? Okay, type it in there. First, I'm going to guide you the way to check it whether it is only connected with this computer or it is also connected with the other devices or not. Sometimes these type of bug transfer infections to one machine to other machines, like phone, tablet, or other devices. I want to ask you how many devices you have that you can use over the same internet apart from the... No tablets, no other machines. In the black window, put letter N for Nancy, E for Edward, T for Tom, N-A-T, S for Susan, S, T for Tom, A for Apple, T for Tom. So it's N-A-T-S-T-A-T, then space, then dash, then letter A for Apple, then hit the enter button. When you hit the enter key, what do you see next? Correct. It starts scanning your IP addresses, checking all the incoming and outgoing files from there. So you will see some things talking about local address, foreign address, and the state. Local address means your IP address, which connect with your internet. Foreign addresses means website which you browse or you might have triggered from the internet. And the status will tell you whether they are currently connected or not. So what do you see under the status, under the state? How many of them are saying it listening? Listening means they are not only connected with your computer, they are also monitoring your phone at the moment. That is why it says listening. They are connected with your phone. They are monitoring your phone. Do you check emails on the phone? Do you use your phone to check emails? Listening means they are monitoring your phone at the moment. All of them saying established are the one currently connected with your internet and sending all the infected files to your devices. So the one which is saying established are the one currently connected. And listening means not only they are connected with your internet, they're also connected with your phone. That's what it is showing it. Disconnect your internet on your phone. Turn off your Wi-Fi or your internet. I'll make the report for you and I'll provide you a complaint ID about it. First, turn off the Wi-Fi on your phone. Bear with me for a moment. Let me check it with my security department about it. Okay, in the black window, do you see any cursor flashing or blinking in it? No, I said Daniel. Now type it in there, I for Indigo, P for Peter, E for Charles, O for Oscar, N for Nancy, F for Frank, I for Indigo, G as in Golf, then hit the enter button, When hit the enter, what do you see next? It says IPv4 and IPv6. Okay, read me out that IPv4 numbers. Okay, that is the IPv4 you said, right? Okay, what's IPv6? Now you need to hold the line for 20 or 30 seconds or about a minute. I have to scan your IP address to check what is going wrong with it. What type of program got downloaded from the internet and exactly what it is trying to do with it. So hold the line, let me check it. Okay, well, I appreciate time and patience. I have updated things over the internet and it shows me some weird stuff from the internet. I'll tell you what it says. It says, illegal activities found on www.p.org.hub.com and it says source China. Then it says child pornography downloaded. Phone lines hacked, financial information used, credit card unsafe, card starting with a 4, bunch of X's, 5, bunch of XXX and 3. So you were on the pornographic site, or have you ever been to those sites? It says that Pornhub.com. How many people uses your internet at your home? Then I have to report it to FCC about it. Right now you're calling from which place? Your email address? Your physical address? I'm reporting it to FCC, so I'm filing this complaint to FCC so I can generate a complaint ID. It required user information, so that's why I'm asking a physical address. Because you're using your Wi-Fi, your internet at your home. You're at home right now? Okay, your physical address. Okay, you're at home or you're at some other places at the moment? Your cell phone number. That is your cell phone number. I'm going to create a complaint ID, so please bear with me. Let me ask them to create a complaint number for you. That's why I'm reporting it to FCC so I can generate a complaint ID for you. Your complaint number, it's capital F for Frank, C for Charles, 01377, letter G as in golf, 56, FC. So this is the complaint number, because under that ID I'll be mentioning everything that you never been to any site or clicked anything like that, so you will be out from this mess. That's what I'll be mentioning it in a report. And the second thing, it says it is basically targeting a card. It says credit card unsafe. Card starting with 4, 5, 6, or 3. They're trying to actually allow any other user to use your card or recently purchase something, Amazon, eBay. Because this thing mostly targeting card which has the higher limits on it. The card mostly people prefer to use. That's what they mostly target. As they're currently connected with your phone and monitoring your phone for your card safety, I'll request my security team to secure your credentials and your phone. Let me ask them to secure your phone. Till that time, don't touch and don't do anything on the machine. I'll guide you a scan that you have to run it on your machine. For that, hit the Windows key. When you see the icons above up on your screen, hit the letter M for Mary, R for Robert, T for Tom, then hit Enter. What do you see on your screen? Anything up? Okay, hit the Windows key and the letter R key. When you see the little box up on the screen, hit the letter M for Mary, R for Robert, so put M, R, T, then hit the Enter button. Okay, hit the Windows key from the keyboard. Look for Microsoft Store. Then in the store, at the top, it says Search. Type it in there, M, R, T in it. Then hit search and tell me what it says. Close that window. Okay, in order to secure your card details, I'll be requesting my security team to transfer your call to your card company so you will be able to talk to them and you can cross-check it with them. So by any chance, these people have the information, so won't be able to use it for any pornographic stuff. But in order to ask them to transfer your call, you need to help me with your card company customer service number. There will be a helpline number at the back of it. Help me with the telephone number. Okay, and the card company name. It's a credit card. Okay, and the last 4 digits of this card. Okay, another card customer service number. You have another card customer service number. Okay, any other credit card or debit card that you have it under your name. I'm not saying you use it, sir, because we don't know which card these people are accessing or using it. It could be any card which starts with a 4, a 5, or 6, or 3. And what was, like, when did you use this card? When you use the Chase card? Okay, and what is the approximate limit on that one? No, the overall limit on the card. It was limit something that, 10,000 you're saying. Okay. Because like I said, these people mostly targeting card which has the higher limits on it. And you said this card you just recently used for purchases. Give me a minute, let me update it to them. Turn off your computer, shut it down completely, turn it off. I'm gonna assign this case to my technician to work on it. So for next 20 or 30 minutes, make sure do not use your computer, okay? And I ask you to turn off your machine, your computer itself. Don't use it for next 20 to 60 minutes. I'll be updating things to my technician to block these connections from the internet. Turn on the computer. I'll be assigning this case to my technician to work on it. So for that, I'll create a support session. Turn on the machine. Let me know once it's up. Is it up? Hold down the Windows key and the letter R key together. And then release it. Do you see a little box up on the screen? Type it in there, 3 W's, www.ultra, which is ULTRA, V like Victor, VI, EWER.net, NET, net. That's ultraviewer.net. Then punch OK. Then you will see a new window up on your screen. It shows your download on it, which is in green, it's in yellow. Hit the download. Click the download. Once you hit the download, you will see it says open. You need to open it. Yep, open it. Click on next. Yes, click install. You will see finish option will be up on your screen. I did that to the FCC. That's why I gave you a complaint ID. Within 24 to 48 hours, you may receive a call or may email. They may send you an email. You can use this complaint ID, because under that I'll be mentioning everything, that you never been to any child pornography site and you did not use your cards for it. So you will be out from this mess. Yeah, it gives you your ID number and the password, so read out that ID and the password. Can you repeat that ID number one more time? Can you repeat that ID? Now leave the computer like the way it is and let me assign it to my technician to work on it. Now what I'll be doing is I'll get connected with you through the secure line, because we need to secure your phone as these people currently monitoring it. Once we are safely connected with you on a secure line, I will directly transfer your call to your card company, means your Chase credit card. Just like you normally get, you will get an automated call there, which will ask you to verify your card numbers or your name. Make sure you will put the right information there, so you will be able to speak to your card company representative. There you can tell them everything, that you got some pornographic thing and they may try to misuse your card for child pornography. If they will find anything there, they will gonna replace the card, and will provide you a new one and block these transactions. If they won't find anything, they'll start monitoring it and secure all the transactions that will come under your name for pornographic stuff, okay? So I'll be asking my security team from cybersecurity, so they will use the FCC secure line to call you right away, okay? Make sure you will answer the phone. So I'm gonna disconnect the call and I'll be asking them to call you right away from a secure line so they can secure your phone, so these people won't listen your conversation when they will transfer your call to your card company, as they monitoring your phone, okay? Leave it like the way it is. Don't touch it, because I'll be assigning it to my tech to work on it. So don't use it for next about an hour, okay? So let me ask them to call you back right away to secure your phone, okay? I'm going to disconnect the call. I'm going to disconnect this call, and they'll be calling you back after that, okay?